This week on the Magic with Gadgets podcast, I'm going to be showing you how to make an air fryer omelette. I've just got home from the school run and I must say, when people ask me what I have for breakfast, I know this sounds boring, but I pretty much have an omelette for breakfast every day. I find it fills me up. It's great for if you're on diet or Slimming World, Weight Watchers or something like that and you want a filling breakfast. It's so easy to make. And what you can also do, if you head over to recipethis.com, search egg cups, then that's our omelettes, but made in little muffin cases so that you can have a muffin style omelette for breakfast. And they're just amazing. So, you know, you're probably wondering about the air fryer omelette. Well, basically, you mix the ingredients together to make an omelette and then you can cook it in whatever you want in the air fryer. I much prefer to do my breakfast air fryer omelettes on a paper liner. Then you can eat it off the paper liner if you wanted to. And then paper liner goes in the bin, clean air fryer, and it's hassle-free. And then what I often also do is if I'm having a shower and washing my hair in the morning and I'm very limited on time and I want my breakfast, but I also want to wash my hair, you know, I've got long hair, so it takes a while. I'll often put the omelette on in the air fryer before I go in the shower and then it's ready for when I come out and it's just brilliant. It's a brilliant time saver as well. Perfect for busy school mornings too. And of course, you can mix and match your ingredients. I think my 22-year-old son just put an empty milk carton back in the fridge. Yes, that still happens, you know. It's not just something we see on TV shows. So from the fridge, I'm gathering myself a couple of eggs. Some milk, obviously a new milk and getting rid of the old milk. And then it's all about the fillings you want. I don't know what's happened in our fridge, but we seem to have loads of little bags of cheese on the go. I think it's when different people are cooking. So I've got two little bags on the go, both with red Leicester grated cheese in. I'm just seeing what else I've got. I also got some grated cheddar and mozzarella from M&S. It's really nice. And then what I also recommend is if you are following Weight Watchers or Slimming World, the Tesco's 50% reduced fat mature cheddar cheese. That is also amazing. So I've got loads of cheese out. What else am I going to put in my omelette? You can do mushrooms, of course, if mushrooms is your thing. I've got some leftover pepper. I've got the fridge chatting to me because I kept it open for too long. Aren't I bad? Let me see what else I've got in here. I've got sweet corn. Nah, I don't fancy any sweet corn. Let's see if I've got some more peppers or onions or something to go in. Where? Oh, I've got a red onion there. Oh, I've got my favourite. I'm not going to do the red onion because I found my favourite. I've got an addiction that's gone on for years now, the cherry tomatoes. So I'm going to use that. You can also use spinach. Spinach is really good in the omelettes in the air fryer as well. So I've grabbed out a few ingredients. Let's get rid of that milk, shall we? I'm going to put the milk in the recycling thing. I don't know what everyone's problem is around here. I don't know why they can't just use up the milk. Is that a milking bin? So let's grab the ingredients and get started. So, I always use a mixing jug first for the eggs. So let's get some eggs cracked and going in. One egg. No shells so far. Second egg. No shells, yay! Is that when you have a party and you think, oh, I've got no shells in my omelette. So, shells in the bin. And then, grab a fork. Let's get that omelette mixed together. Right, eggs are beaten, milk out. This is a new milk. So I'm just going to pull the top off it. cut one of my nails really short, and then you know when you're trying to open something with it and you can't. So there you go, a little dash of milk. If you are on Slimming World, you know, I never bother recording the amount of milk I put in it because it's about 2 teaspoons worth of 2 egg omelette. So, you know, when you put that into account onto Slimming World Sins or onto Healthy Extras or whatever, it just doesn't record it because it's such a small amount. So if that's you, you can do the same. And then I'm emptying out this bag of cheese that I had. It's kind of like the crumbs in the bottom of the bag. But it doesn't matter when it's in an omelette. Other bag emptied out. There's probably only about 20 grams of cheese there between 2 bags. And it just annoys me when loads of them are on the go at the same time. I know, we all have our pet hates, don't we, in the kitchen. So now, cheese bag. This is my M&S cheddar and mozzarella. So I'm just adding a little bit there. So I've probably got about 1.5 ounce, maybe close to 2 ounce. So 2 ounce, if you were working off grams, then 2 ounce is 57 grams. You know, it's amazing how you learn these conversions when you do cookbooks. It just kind of permanently stays in your brain. So then for seasonings, you can season it however you want. I'm going with some oregano. And then a little bit of mixed herbs as well. And then general rule is, if you're doing a 2 egg omelette, 2 heaped teaspoons of dried herbs of your choice. So let's say you love a curry, then that can be some garam masala and some coriander. It can be whatever you want it to be. You know, if you've got an old seasoning mix that you need using up, maybe you've got a Cajun one on the go or something like that, then anything like that will work wonderfully. So far in here now, I've got the eggs, the milk, the cheese and the seasonings. So I'm just going to grab a chopping board. I always have a million of them sat on the drainer because they take up so much room in my cupboard, so they're so much easier just balanced on there. And I've got a tiny little bit of yellow pepper that needs using up. Because I had a breakfast omelette yesterday and it was quite a small pepper. So normally I'd use half a pepper and I'd use 3/4. So the rest of that in. And then my favourite ingredient, which I'm terrible for hoarding, is cherry tomatoes. I got some beautiful on the vine ones from a market trader from a fruit and veg store when I was on a day out. Last weekend, I think it was. Oh, they're so nice. I'm just so excited whenever I see cherry tomatoes. And then the husband gets worried because he knows I'm going to buy like a million of them. Whereas a normal person just buys 1 pack. I'm there with 5 packs because I just have a terrible addiction to tomatoes. I always have. So I've mixed those in. I've got all ingredients in. I put these cheese bags in the bin. Would someone teach my son how to do that, please? I would love to know if you can, because I'm sure it was him with the milk that's just left a tiny little bit in the fridge, because that just really annoys me. I don't know why that annoys me so much, but I think they all do it, don't they? So anyway, paper liner. If you've got more of a narrow air fryer, like you're cooking in the dual air fryer, then get the rectangular paper liners. If you've got more a rectangular air fryer, like we use the Kasori and the Philips air fryer, then go with a round one. And either way, they all work brilliantly. And then line your air fryer with the paper liner. Pour in your omelette filling. Spread it all out a bit. And now it's ready to go on. So we're going with, press it in first, and I love this, my Kasori has a preset for this amount, so it's 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, 15 minutes, and then press start, and we'll come back in a bit and see how it's doing. Whilst the air fryer is cooking and doing its magic, I just wanted to tell you all about our air fryer cookbooks. We have the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook, came out in September 2023. It's just a tenner and it's had more than 2,000 reviews. It's a Sunday Times bestseller and it's perfect for step-by-step instructions for learning the air fryer. You know, you read our reviews and you can tell that it's not just a cookbook. It's your manual that you have never had and it's just perfect for learning the air fryer. We also have available for pre-order that comes out later this year, Air Fryer Easy Every Day. And this is rinse and repeat, lots more easy everyday air fryer recipes, lots of tips and tricks and perfect for learning new things in your air fryer. Head over to recipethis.com/books and you can find out more details about both of them there and order yourself a copy. And we've baked. So let's check on that breakfast omelette, shall we? Oh wow. Oh, that cheese is perfectly melted. And the best thing here is the paper liner is brilliant for you grabbing as your handles for getting your omelette out of the air fryer. So, grabbing it out, and it just, oh, it was so good. I can't believe how good these are in the paper liners. And then if you use the round ones, it actually looks like the shape of a pizza. So then get your breakfast bowl out if you're using one, or you can eat it directly on the paper liner. And what I love is looking at the bottom of it, because the bottom of it comes out so well. You don't have a soggy base. And then, because some of the cheese sinks to the bottom of these omelettes look gorgeous. If you head over to recipethis.com and search for our air fryer omelette, you can see the bottom. Because I've got a picture of it on there and it just looks so good. So now it's ready for serving. If you want it with some sauce or some extras, then go for it. And of course, you can mix and match ingredients. Any of your favourite omelette toppings work really well. And then if we've had a whole chicken in the air fryer the day before, I'll often grab some leftover chicken and add that to the omelette mix as well. And that is just lovely. So it's time for me to have some omelette. And don't forget to head over to Recipe This because we have loads of air fryer breakfast recipes for you to check out, including this beauty. Thanks for listening, and it's been wonderful recording this episode for you. And I just love talking about what I'm cooking right now at home with my kitchen gadgets. And of course, you're probably thinking now, hang on a minute, I need a visual. I need to see how it's cooked, what it looks like, rather than it just being an audio. And I also want a free printable recipe card so I can follow it along at home and, of course, ask any questions. So if that's you, if you head over to recipethis.com, search for the recipe, you can find that and so much more. You can go metric imperial as well. You can post comments and ask us follow-up questions. And it's just a great alternative way for you to learn about this recipe. And, of course, we've spent a long time over the last few years building up this podcast for you. We would really, really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review, because it really does help grow the podcast, and then more and more people will see it and learn like you're learning all about the kitchen gadgets. And I'm Sam, and thanks for listening.